This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a resounding win for the Yankees. Offensively, and the pitching not too shabby either. The series finale, Yankees head on to Seattle on a high note. The first trip to Sacramento, a success. Here's our Yankees rewind today. And the rubber game between the Yankees and the A's squaring off, you like this, against an old friend in Luis Severino. It's first time against the Yankees, and both Severino and the lefty Ryan Yarbrough, they retired the side in the first inning. Got off to a good start. But the Yankees have shown the ability, we know this, to put together huge innings, not only this year, but this weekend. Think about Friday night as well, yesterday when they rallied back but then lost the game. Well, they continue that trend today in the second. Paul Goldschmidt led off the inning with a double. That was lodged under the left center field wall, another one of those. He thought for a moment he might have had a leadoff triple, but ruled a double. And Goldschmidt advanced to third on a wild pitch, or got to third anyway. Jason Dominguez walked, and that brought up Anthony Volpe with runners at the corners. Volpe grounds it towards third. Base hit, shortstop hole, trickles into left field, and the Yankees are on the board. Dominguez up to second. Anthony Volpe, an RBI single. It's 1-0 Yanks. Now, Yankees kept passing the baton in that second inning after Volpe. Wells walked, and after the Volpe single to load the bases, Luis Severino walked Oswaldo Cabrera to bring home another run. Yankees led 2-0, and the bases were still loaded for Yorby Bibas, who grounded into a fielder's choice and drove home another run. Yankees went up 3-0 and turned the lineup over. And Seve continued to struggle with his command. That was a problem today. He plunked Ben Rice to reload the bases for Aaron Judge. Bases loaded, one away. Severino's pitch. Judge lines it. Base hit right field. Wells is home. Cabrera right behind him. Rice up to second. Throws cut off. The captain delivers again. A two-run single. And the Yankees have blown it open against Severino in the second inning. They have a 5-0 lead. And that Volpe RBI single, by the way, earlier, is our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune in to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. That Judge two-run single blew it open. He had a huge afternoon. What else is new for Aaron Judge? 4 hits on Mother's Day with his family in attendance, traveling the hour north up from Linden, California. Well, Aaron Judge's batting average with these 4 hits up to 409, back over 400. Yankees sent 10 men to the plate in the second inning, took a 5-0 lead into the bottom half of the second inning. Meanwhile, Ryan Yarbrough faced one more than the minimum through 3 scoreless innings. He was just mowing along, and it wasn't until the fourth when the A's got to the Yankees' lefty, maybe a bit, let's call it a bit. Former Yankee Miguel Andujar RBI single after Brent Rooker and Tyler Soderstrom led off the inning with back-to-back singles. So the Yanks a 6-0 lead going to the top of the fifth, and then the Yankees would blow this game wide open. Luis Severino's day was done. Former Yankee farmhand Mitch Spence came into the game and started the inning for the A's. Looked to get out of that inning, for that matter. Burst 3 batters reached. Dominguez and Volpe singled. Austin Wells is hit by a pitch. And Oswaldo Cabrera grounded into a fielder's choice. The A's got the out at home. And Yorby Bibas struck out. Bases loaded. 2 out for Ben Rice. Would the Yankees keep it here? Would they break it open? Ben Rice took care of that for today's electrifying drive of the game. 3-1. Rice drives it. Whoa. Deep right field. Way back and goodbye. A grand slam for Ben Rice blows it open. Yankees having fun in Sacramento. They got a 10-1 lead. What a shot by Ben Rice. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. The game all but decided there. A few batters later, Paul Goldschmidt would add an RBI double. Just pile on, Paul Goldschmidt. Continue to show us the Hall of Famer that you are. Three doubles today. He made it 11-1 Yankees. Second time in the game the Yankees had 10 batters at the plate, by the way, in that fifth inning. Both times they scored 5 runs the second inning and the fifth inning. Ryan Yarbrough did come out for the fifth. He hadn't pitched more than 4 innings this year, but what an impressive showing by Yarbrough. J.J. Bleday led off the inning with the solo home run. Gio Urshela singled next. And the top of the order for the A's, Jacob Wilson, he flared one to right. And a four-hit day wasn't enough for Aaron Judge, by the way. He made today's defensive play of the game on that Wilson flare to right field. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson, the righty hitter, swings and flies it right center field. Judge started back, now races in. Judge dives and makes a spectacular catch. Throw back to first on a hop and save. Judge nearly doubled up Urshela. What a play out in right field by Aaron Judge. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Jacob Wilson was hitting .452 over his last 10 games. He came in the only guy in baseball even remotely close to Aaron Judge. I mean, 40 points close, hitting around .360. Well, that Judge, a robbery of Wilson. He wound up with an 0-for-4 day. That's very rare for the rookie, Jacob Wilson. What a play by Judge after a defensive play of the game, of course, brought to you by, again, J.P. McHale. Pest Management. That was the first out of the inning. Ryan Yarbrough completed 5 in the win. Final line, 5 innings, a 2-run ball, and 6 hits, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Yarbrough working both sides of the plate. So crafty, and he's been good in every role the Yankees have put him in so far this year. Now in firmly that starting rotation. Couple of innings later, Paul Goldschmidt would add another RBI double, made it 12-2. Goldschmidt, 3-for-5 with 3 doubles and 2 RBI on another day, and he hits extremely well on the road. He's sitting around .450 on the road, and the Yankees have played almost 20 road games this season. Yerry De Los Santos piggybacked Yarbrough, did a stellar job. 3 scoreless innings, moved the line along, didn't allow a hit. And the combo of Yarbrough and De Los Santos really saved this Yankee bullpen. Important going into that Seattle series, tough series coming up. Tyler Matzek came on to pitch a scoreless ninth inning. And the Yankees, once he did that, you can reflect on big offensive numbers. All 3 games in Sacramento, they win the rubber game. 12-2, the final score. Had fun offensively and had fun as a whole this weekend. Got to look around the city, the Yankees did. Old Sacramento, got to come to the ballpark. This intimate feel, put a lot of runs on the board and won 2 out of 3. They came, they saw, they conquered this new city for baseball, if you will. Yankees are 10-9 on the road this year, and they're 23-17 overall through 40 games. Miss any of the highlights? Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.